Well, I'm Kimberly Anard, and I have no financial relationships to disclose. Today, I'm going to talk about racial and ethnic disparities in patient perceptions of access to care and provider communication. I always like to acknowledge my advisor at UCLA. I'm currently a PhD candidate there. So the background, basically, very quickly, perceived healthcare system barriers and dissatisfaction with providers may inhibit patients' access to care. And previous research has demonstrated that these perceptions, which do often vary by race and ethnicity, have been linked to differences in health outcomes. And so a policy goal is to understand and eliminate racial and ethnic disparities in patient perceptions of access to care so that we can improve health status and patient satisfaction. The health plan, I'm sure many of you are familiar with this, the health plan version of the consumer assessment of health plans is a group of standardized surveys that is used and administered by health plans as well as by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. And it covers different topics, including patient perceptions about how they get care and patient provider communication. And the data in CAHPS also includes overall ratings of care, but it also attempts to include measures that are specific enough to be able to get specific actionable information about how patients perceive care. And my study was an observational study using the MEPS database and with the goal of to using recent national data to examine the relationship between racial and ethnic individual quality indicators so that we could sort of look at the specific indicators of patient perceptions that have to do with how well they perceive being able to get access to care and how they view patient-provider communication so that eventually we can identify things that can be dealt with via interventions. I also looked at changes in perceptions over time and with the goal of considering potential root causes of racial and ethnic disparities in patient perceptions of access to care. As I said, I used the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, 6 years of data pulled into three different observation periods. A requirement to be included was having completed the MEPS self-administered questionnaire that includes the CAHPS questions. I only looked at adults aged 24 to 64, and observations were excluded when the individual's race and ethnicity were missing or when multiple races were reported. This is, in general, what the unconditional sample looked like in terms of race. And each time period, the breakdown of race by race is relatively equivalent, you can see. So the dependent variables were getting needed care and provider communication. And within getting needed care, the probability of having any visit that was non-ED, the probability of being evaluated to need care once you had a visit, and the probability of having problems getting the needed care once it was determined that you needed care. And then there are four different dimensions of provider communication, whether or not the provider listened well, explained things well, respected the patient, and spent enough time with the patient. Independent variables were organized according to Anderson's behavioral model of health services use. Predisposing characteristics included race and ethnicity, which was the primary aggressor of interest. Race and ethnicity was grouped into white, black, Asian, Native, Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, American, Indian, Alaskan Native, and Hispanic, and also included age and gender as predisposing characteristics. Enabling resources included income, education, type, and continuity of insurance. And in that category, I broke it down into whether or not the patient had continuous private insurance, continuous public insurance, had insurance, but it was discontinuous throughout the year, or was uninsured the entire year. Also looked at location of usual source of care provider, which could have been a clinic, a hospital, or no usual source of care provider, and different U.S. regions, which included Northeast, South, West, and Midwest, and then also MSA status, whether or not the patient lived in an MSA versus a rural area. Need characteristics included perceived health status and morbidities. And morbidities was a count of conditions such as high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, things like that. I used a two-part model to estimate the outcomes. The first part was a logistic regression that estimated the likelihood of having any visit that was non-ED. And the second part, conditional, which was conditional on having any visit, included likelihood of needing care, problems getting care, or favorably perceiving provider communication. I also estimated relative risks for each outcome. So, to the results. Among blacks were less likely to have a visit or be evaluated to need care. And I didn't include the specific numbers here. You can kind of tell, obviously, comparing them to whites, which would have been at one, it's a relative risk. Over the three observation periods, blacks were between 11% and 8% less likely than whites to have any visit. They were also less likely to need care, to be evaluated to need care. And they were more likely to report problems having care once they were evaluated to need care. And all of these results are statistically significant at the 95% confidence level, except for problems with care during the middle period. That was not statistically different than the white group. And then provider communication among blacks was, there were no significant differences in how blacks perceived provider communication over any of the periods, and there were really no changes over time. Among Asians and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islanders, they were also significantly less likely to have a visit and significantly less likely to be evaluated to need care. In the problems with care category, they were actually two times as likely to be evaluated to have problems with care during this period, from 03 to 06. They were also more likely than other groups to report problems with care during the first observation period. And this was actually the only group where there were significant differences in provider communication, and those significant differences occurred in the, sometimes you do get lost with the mouse here, occurred in the provider, how well the provider explained category, and how well, and how much time the provider spent. Provider listened and provider showed respect. There weren't significant differences. And in this particular category, the provider spent time, and actually the differences are increasing over time. I think I may have written it wrong here on the slide, but as you can see, they're becoming less likely to report that the provider spent enough time with them. Among Hispanics, the same issues with regard to perceptions about getting needed care, also in the range of about 14% to 92% less likely to have a visit, needing care, much less likely than whites. And then in terms of problems with care, they also were significantly more likely to report problems with care, about 20% more likely than the white group to report problems with care. Provider communication, there really were not, for the most part, were not significant differences in how they viewed provider communication versus the white group. There was a difference in perceptions of care and the how well the provider explained in one of the years, but for the most part, not significant differences. Whoops, went the wrong way there. So even after controlling for relevant covariates, the minorities are significantly less likely to report problems with utilization and higher probabilities of negative perceptions on most outcome measures. And these changes, particularly with regard to the access issues, appear to be widening over time. The differences in patient perceptions of patient-provider communication are small for most groups and appear mostly among the Asian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander group. So I'm running out of time here, so I just wanted to briefly just mention some things that become relevant as you consider some of these differences. In terms of, you know, we all know that racial and ethnic minorities are more likely to have high burdens of disease, of most of the major diseases. And so as we look at these issues with regard to how well they are perceiving access to care and how well they communicate with their provider, it raises some interesting issues about how are racial and ethnic minorities perceiving signs and symptoms or even the motivation to seek care? Are these perceptions driven by high expectations or low access to care? And how effective really is communication during the clinical encounter? Physicians rely on, or all clinicians rely on patients to explain their signs and symptoms as well as, you know, the medical examination. But if communication is not effective, then rates of disease could be increasing because communication is not effective. So by closely examining some of these measures, we can begin to find new ways to understand how patients, racial and ethnic minorities, view their patient care experiences and then maybe begin to develop interventions to address those. And so future research should lead to understanding why patient perceptions vary by race and ethnicity and begin to identify improved education and outreach efforts. These are my limitations. I won't go into them. You can ask me questions about them.
We're almost Dr. Kimberly.
Yes.
To what extent you talk about problems, mm-hmm. to what extent is that, the communication side, mm-hmm. is that limited by cultural expectations or differences? Do you know what I mean?
Well, obviously, those are variables that are difficult to measure. I mean, there's some information in the literature that indicates that how patients view their experiences is affected by cultural differences, and the fact that some of the patient-provider communication measures are either equivalent to the white group or have decreased over time could indicate that providers are doing a better job of addressing cultural competencies and addressing these differences. But unfortunately, there's still not a lot of information about how exactly they're doing that, which is something I think that would be important to investigate further.
The fact that you can get the data right, the Asian group is much lower than the rest of other groups, arguably so. Is that a result, or could that be a result at all about their expectations, as opposed to what goes on in terms of the interaction, the difference between, because your data was,
right.
Every day is saying, well, they're getting less. But maybe that group is expecting more, and therefore, when they do the survey,
that's...
You have to tease that out, because it's important.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is a limitation of patient perceptions and using patient perception data, because you get the measure, but you don't really know exactly what people are thinking. And I agree with you. I think that's information that needs to be investigated. And right now, there's not the data to do that. But
as you go to publish that, you might want to look at natality or immigration status for the Asian population. Mm-hmm. If they started out under, Chinese medicine, for example, mm-hmm. they're going to be, way shocked by us.
Right. Yeah, I mean, most of the... just based on the descriptive statistics, this group is highly educated.
But it's interesting, I'm working with a Chinese, former Chinese national working memory, and he's appalled by the fact that he has a problem and the doctor will read from a lab report and not physically touch him. He expects to help him.
I don't know how to...